is it with our love affair with gangsters? John Dillinger was a gangster during the Great Depression, gunned down at Fullerton and Lincoln at the Biograph Theater. Over the last few years, a family member claimed that he wasn't killed that day, and the body buried here is not John Dillinger. Ryan Burrow has been following this story for ABC News, and he joins us now. Take me back to the whole story when the family member came about and said, this isn't my uncle.
Yeah, to do that, we actually have to go back to 1934, and when John Dillinger was outside of the theater, allegedly walked out, was confronted by two FBI agents who were waiting for him, got into a gun battle, or at least tried to draw a weapon, that's what the FBI says, and he was shot by these two FBI agents. They did everything in the 1930s that they were supposed to do, according to the FBI. They took pictures of him, they made sure that the identification was right. They did this weird thing called a mask, a death mask, which was very popular in the 1930s. You would basically get a wax mask of the deceased person so you could identify
really?
Who it was. Yeah, and actually, I don't know if it was necessarily given to the family members or if it was, you know, kept for police records, but the FBI actually has documentations of this death mask of John Dillinger. So they believe that the person that's buried 6 feet underground at an Indianapolis cemetery is John Dillinger. There has been no question from the FBI. In
right.
fact, they released a statement earlier this year that they know that that's him. There has been this constant rumor, though, for decades, that John Dillinger had had plastic surgery just before he was allegedly shot, and that he had done things like burned his fingerprints as a way to prevent identification. So a lot of people think that maybe the man who was shot by these FBI agents wasn't Dillinger himself. It may have been a stand-in. It may have been someone who looks similar to John Dillinger, and that John Dillinger found a way to get out of there and either was not present or, you know, knew that the police were waiting for him outside and managed to put this guy out instead and got him shot instead of him.
Interesting. So why don't they just dig up his body and prove once and for all?
That is what this nephew of John Dillinger would like to do. He got a deal with the History Channel earlier this year.
Somebody's making money.
There's always money involved, right? And these rumors had long been circulating, and so he got this deal with the History Channel and got a permit from the Indiana Regulatory Board, which allows you to do that. So basically, first, before you exhume a body, you have to get the thumbs up from the state. He got that.
Right.
State says, okay, you can do this in it was either September or October. Perfect. Great. Went to the cemetery. And the cemetery says, we're not going to let you just start digging up bodies here. That's not what we're going to allow, even though you have the permit. So now you get caught up in this whole court battle. Of course, this becomes very public.
Right.
The whole History Channel aspect of it becomes public.
They love it.
Well, actually, what's interesting is the History Channel bowed out. They broke the deal. They're like, you know what? We're not going to deal with this. And they decided
somebody is going to buy this documentary, though.
This is where we stand now. The family, for some reason, continues to pursue this. They want to know whose body is in that casket at that cemetery in Indianapolis. Cemetery says, no, we're not interested in undoing this and bringing the body up. They say, according to the cemetery, first of all, it's their prerogative, it's their right, it's their cemetery, and if they don't want cameras there, if they don't want, you know, people digging it up, they don't have to do that, and that's why they went to court. And the judge this week said, yeah, you know what, you have to get the permit from the state, but ultimately it's up to the cemetery to decide whether or not you're allowed to exhume a body.
But this is a family member that is making this request.
The cemetery says that they want for the peace and protection of the families who have loved ones buried there. They want to keep it a tranquil location, and
those people are dead.
They are.
They're underground. They've been dead for a long time.
It's still their property.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do think, and you know, I've had some conversations with people about this. I mean, the cemetery's got some stake in this too, right? What if they do dig up the body and they find out it's not John Dillinger? Or what if they dig it up and there's no body in there?
You're
or what if they, you know, I mean, there are consequences for everything that comes out of this. So, you know.
There may not be a body in there.
There may not be a body. Maybe it was robbed. maybe the body was robbed back in the 1930s or was taken away. But I can tell you, it's interesting. The FBI came out full blast earlier this year and said, no, we know that's him. We've got proof. This is all just nonsense.
Man, here we are. This happened in 1934, and we're talking about it today. What is our love affair with Dillinger?
It really...
He was a gangster. He was a killer.
He was a killer. He you know, his story's interesting, and it's featured in the movie Public Enemies. I think that was Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Wait, it was Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. That's Johnny Depp. Was. Johnny Depp, not Leo. Yeah, yes. It was Johnny Depp. And, you know, the movie... In his real life, I mean, he was very brazen with his bank robberies. He would rob banks in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
He robbed a police station. He got his cronies to bail him out of prison one time. They basically managed to knock out a security guard or a prison guard and got him out. I mean, this is crazy stuff. This is, you know, we've been obsessed with this kind of stuff, right? This is Capone kind of stuff.
It is, and
we eat it up. I mean, it's decades later. It would have been terrifying at the time, but
right.
You know, these stories always intrigue us. And then you throw in the fact that there's kind of this little Elvis, you know, is he really dead factor in all of this, and it adds to more intrigue, right?
This city of Chicago, we love our gangsters for some reason.
We do.
Yeah, we have a love affair with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this Dillinger thing just won't die. And every time I drive on Lincoln past the Biograph, I mean, you know, it's just the history there. So you see it every single day. Maybe
sure.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big part of it. And I mean, we always have these gangster tours that are going the buses up and down.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
I forgot about those, that. Think about how popular that's been for years.
Where the St. Valentine's Day Massacre,
right.
They go down over by there and, you know, all the speakeasies and everything. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting part of Chicago. I don't think I would have wanted to live then. I'd probably be swimming with the fishies for one reason or another. But yeah,
I can't keep my mouth shut.
Do one bad report about them or, you know, have one bad show about one of these guys and all of a sudden.
Right.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Lights out.
So where do we stand now with the Dillinger thing? Are his body's not going to be exhumed?
6 feet underground at a cemetery in Indianapolis. It is not moving. At least the court is not allowing it to move. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
The cemetery, I mean, the permit was granted. The cemetery could one day decide, you know what? We're going to allow this to happen. Go ahead and go for it. Go ahead and do it. But they're the only ones who can give the green light here. You know, the state's already given the green light. Obviously, the family wants to do it, but it's completely up to the cemetery.
When I heard you were doing this story for ABC News, I thought to myself, we need to have Ryan in. I mean, we're all so intrigued with Dillinger. Is he dead or did he get away?
And if it's not him, the FBI would have some explaining to do, wouldn't they?
Right. Ryan Burrow, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, no problem.
You act like a confident man, Mr. Purvis. You got a few qualities.
Goodbye, Mr. Dillinger.
I'll see you down the road.